Chapter 8. Oliver was so happy. He picked some flowers for Miss Rose. Mr. Giles came to see her. Harry Maley came with him. Harry was Mrs. Maley's son. Harry was in love with Miss Rose. Miss Rose wasn't ready to see visitors. Harry sat with Oliver and the doctor. Harry told lots of jokes. Oliver thought that Harry was so funny. Oliver went to bed. He had a nightmare. He was back at Fagin's house. He woke up and saw a man staring at him through the window. It was Fagin. Oliver was very scared. "Help! Help!" he cried. Mr. Giles, the doctor, and Harry came to help. Oliver told them what he had seen. "Which way did he go?" Harry asked. Oliver, Harry, the doctor and Mr. Giles chased Fagin, but he was gone. They looked for days, but no one in the town had seen Fagin. It was very strange. Miss Rose got better, but she cried every day. Oliver didn't understand. He and Rose sat eating breakfast in the dining room. Harry came in. "Miss Rose, I need to ask you something," Harry said. "Yes," Miss Rose said. "I love you. Will you marry me?" Harry asked. "No, you must love someone else. I cannot marry you because we are cousins," Miss Rose said and started crying. "Why not?" Harry asked. "I am not rich. I don't have any friends. I'll be a disgrace to your family name." "I won't let you do that," said Miss Rose. "Then you love me?" Harry asked. "I won't answer that. You must go," said Miss Rose. "You love me," Harry said. "I won't upset your mother. I won't disgrace you," said Miss Rose. Harry kissed her forehead and left. The next day, the doctor and Harry went to London together. They left before the ladies woke up. Harry asked, "Oliver, will you write to me? Tell me how Mrs. Maley and Miss Rose are." "Yes, I will," Oliver said. He liked Harry. "Don't tell Mrs. Maley or Miss Rose you are writing to me. It'll be our secret," said Harry. Miss Rose watched the doctor and Harry leave from her window. She was crying. Mr. Bumble and Mrs. Corney were married. Mr. Bumble was in charge of the place Oliver was born in. Mrs. Corney was a hard woman. Mr. Bumble was unhappy. He was embarrassed at work by his wife. He went to the gin shop. A strange man sat down next to him. "I know you," said the stranger. "No, I don't think so," said Mr. Bumble. "It was 12 years ago," said the stranger. "That's a very long time ago," said Mr. Bumble. "It was at the workhouse. A boy was born there," said the stranger. "Lots of boys are born there," said Mr. Bumble. "Oliver Twist. I want to know who his mother's nurse was," said the stranger. "She died last winter, but my wife was there," said Mr. Bumble. "Can I talk to her?" asked the stranger. "Tomorrow night at 9 p.m. "What's your name?" asked Mr. Bumble. "Monks," said the stranger.